In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to tell you a couple stories that have happened to me recently in my prison ministry because they're edifying to all of us and they teach us something very important. There's one thing that someone has said to me that has just stuck in my mind every day since he's told it to me. He now is a candidate to be baptized, and God willing, I'll baptize him probably in January because I just don't think there's enough time to be able to get it done. He told me that when he was convicted and going into prison, he decided that he didn't want to bring God into prison with him. And the reason why is because he reasoned correctly that God was not with him, helping him. He didn't care about God when he was sinning, when he was committing crimes, when he was being a bad husband, and all the rest. That's correct. God certainly wasn't helping him with that, and God wasn't in those things. But his mistake was that he felt that because of this, he was not worthy of God, and that God no longer loved him, and that he would not bring God in almost as a courtesy, saying, I know that I'm no good, and that you don't want to have anything to do with me. Now, of course, that's faulty logic, but it's common logic. And so he spent years not reading the Bible, not praying, languishing. It's a person who felt that God did not love him, not so much abandoned by God as that he deserved to not have God. Somehow, I don't remember exactly how it happened, he started coming around to our group and eventually desired to be a catechumen and to be baptized. And this is recently that he told me this thing. And I can't get it out of my mind that there are people, many people, people that you walk by at Walmart that feel this way, that feel they don't deserve God. Another one recently wrote me and said, why should God love him because of all the things he did? And then he told me, don't waste your prayers on me. Of course, I told him I'm not a very obedient Irishman and I will still pray for him. But his heart is starting to open. But the demons are telling him, you're not worthwhile, you're not worthy. And he's having a battle inside. He knows that I love him. He knows that I've been dependable for him for many years. But he doesn't feel God yet. But he wants to. There's a lot of people like this. There's a lot of people that are suffering like this. If we're Christians, we feel these people. Even if we don't know one personally, we know that such people exist everywhere. Everywhere. If you're in a crowd of people, I guarantee you, you could throw a quarter and hit one of them. Guarantee you. Many, many people that have this feeling that their sins make them unable to be around God. Sometimes they feel God has abandoned them. Other people, such as this man, the first one I told you about, he's a good soul. He really has a good heart. So he felt he should tell God, I understand. I've been so bad. I'm not bringing you into prison with me because I don't want to bring you to such a terrible place. I deserve to be there. Now he's starting to learn that he belongs, that God does love him, and that he does belong in the household of God. This is like an earthquake happening in his heart. And the other one that I told you about is not quite there yet. He very much wants to believe, but he's been accustomed to thinking cynically for dozens of years, if not two or three decades. Our hearts must go out to these people. Now, the reason I think the first one and the second one really are starting to have different opinion and they want to bring God into their life is because they've started to experience God. Now, I'm going to tell you where they experienced him, and I'm not going to dislocate my shoulder doing it. It's the truth. They saw that I came and talked to them over and over and wrote them letters, not too well sometimes, but at least I wrote them some. And they knew that I was around. There might be somebody in your life that you need to be around. You don't have to be brilliant. You just have to be a Christian. You just have to feel their pain, and you have to bring their pain before God. It doesn't have to be eloquent. All that needs to be is, God, help this person. They're lonely. They're sad. They're despondent. I don't know how to help them. But when you say that prayer, God will show you how to help them, whether you know how or not. The smallest gesture, and they will feel the love of God. And from your small gesture, they may go a little bit further. And of course, the Holy Spirit has to inspire them. But the Holy Spirit uses us. Our Lord Jesus Christ no longer walks the earth. He expects us to be like the innkeeper when he says, gives him the 2 pence and says, take care of this man in the parable of the Good Samaritan. We are the innkeeper. We have to take care of our brother. Very important. But I don't want to only exhort you to do this. This is obvious information, although I suppose it's not so obvious because we sometimes don't do it. But I want you to just, for a moment, just feel the pain that must be in a human soul that says, I don't deserve God. I'm not bringing God into prison with me. I deserve to be abandoned by God. These are the whisperings, the very loud whisperings in the ear from the demons. There's a lot of misery and pain. We must be aware of this. We must care about this. And we must do something about it, even if it's only to pray for those who are despondent, or pray for those who are in prison, or whatever else. We do belong. It's one of the most important things that a Christian can learn. You do belong. You're a sinner, but God loves you. Now, we don't have this kind of pie in the sky idea that, whatever I do, you know, everything's good. Once saved, always saved. Those things are distortions of the truth. The truth is, God is our Father. And our Father will not abandon us, because a good father never abandons his child. He might discipline his child, but he will never abandon him. To me, the most beautiful part of the whole prodigal son story, I think there's 2 beautiful parts that are equal. One is when the prodigal came to himself, understood, I've been living wrong. I've been living terribly. And he basically more or less had this idea. I'm not worthy of my father. I'm just going to go back and just be a hired hand. But his father, and this is the second thing that's so beautiful about this parable among the many other things, his father was looking for him, was waiting for him, and ran out to get to him when he was traveling back. So we must be like that too. And we must pray that people have their hearts opened up. I'm convinced there's a lot of people that do bad things, not because they've abandoned God, but because they think they're not worthy of God. Or even they think God has abandoned them because they have terrible theology that they've been taught. Heretical theology. Heretical theology kills people. Our God is our Father. He doesn't require us to do something perfect in order for us to be loved by him. He only requires us to be his children and to struggle to be like he is. And we do it in a terrible way. But God will help us. It's very important. I see examples like this. These are just 2 that are recent. But I've had many people that have had this kind of warped, bad thinking, these bad thoughts. I'm not worthy of God. God has abandoned me. Why would God love me? Why would God care about me? I don't know how many. By now, it's in the dozens of people, at least, that I know of personally, that have had these bad thoughts. You, as Christians, must pray for these people. Perhaps you'll never be really great at seeing the Jesus prayer. Perhaps you'll never read the gospel every single day. Perhaps you won't fast very well. Perhaps, I don't know, you'll be rarely go to church on time, whatever. Some of these standards that we measure ourselves by, and all those things are important. But if you love your neighbor, even the one you don't know about, then this is powerful. This is the Holy Spirit working in your heart. So remember this. Remember that everyone should belong. They should know they belong. And when a person feels they don't belong in the household of God, it is from the demons. So fight the demons. Fight the demons with your prayer. Fight the demons with your kindness. Fight the demons just by having your eyes open and being available, so that there won't be any more people that think that they can't bring God with them somewhere because they're unworthy. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.